Scott covered in 2018. In fact, it was the title song of his compact disc. And we'll hear right now the original version of The Old Fishing Schooner.
There's an old fishing schooner in the harbor. Its sails are all tattered and torn. As I stand gazing out over the ocean, I think of the hardships it has known. I remember the days of my childhood, when it sailed across the water so grand, taking our fathers to the Grand Banks to fish for their families on land. If that old ship could talk, oh, what stories it would tell about some happy days I know. It would tell of the hardships and dangers man and schooner had to face long ago. My thoughts wander back through the ages as a dragger pulled away from the pier. It still all shines bright in the sunlight from the winds and the waves. It has no fear as it passes by the schooner on the shoreline. I wonder what that old ship might say. Would it still be as proud and majestic as it was on its first fishing day? If that old ship could talk, oh, what stories it would tell about some happy days I know. It would tell of the hardships and dangers man and schooner had to face long ago. It would tell of the hardships and dangers man and schooner had to face long ago.
Once keeping, doing some singing and playing the drums, Cyril Brown played the bass guitar, and Jim Vallis was the rhythm guitar, piano, and lead guitar player, and Harry Keeping played the accordion. Bunch of session musicians from Sim's studio in Bellorm on that record too, you just heard. That was by the Fortune Bay Sons, and the song, The Old Fishing Schooner, was written by one of the sons, Wince Keeping. And I don't really know a whole lot about the Fortune Bay Sons. I know they released a couple of LPs, but liner notes on both of those are pretty skimpy. Okay, so let's move on to our second ditty now by a Labrador band known as the Flummies. And the Flummies, they began recording and writing their own brand of toe-tap and country style and accordion music way back in 1978. And down through the years, they've become known for preserving the historical, cultural, and traditional songs of Labrador. Now, the Flummies, they've been multi-award winners down through the decades. In 2009, they were inducted into Arts NL's Hall of Honor. In 2021, they received a Lifetime Achievement Award from Music NL. And in 2023, they received the Stompin' Time Award from the East Coast Music Association. Now, we're going back to 1986, and that's when the Flummies released their first recording. It was an EP. It had four songs on it, and appropriately, they called the EP Four Songs from Labrador. The members of the Flummies, by the way, for this recording were Alton Best, Robert Lunnen, L-U-N-N-E-N, Richard Dyson, George Shewak, and Winston White. The song The Trapper's Life, which was composed by Eldred Mesher, featured Alton Best on the vocals. Their plans for next day would be worked out each night, as they lay on their deerskins in the old candlelight. With a good stove cake cooking on a galvanized stove that throws off good heat as the cold north wind blows.
I'll sing you a song if you listen to me, about the old trapper's life so gay and so free. In autumn they started out wasting no time, because they all knew that most offers were prime. Their transportation was canoe or feet, their shelter was tent, and food mainly meat. That would be partridge or rich porcupine that lived on the tree sap in the cold winter time. Oh, what life in the forest so green, the air is so fresh, so healthy and clean. Life is a pleasure on the old trapping line, I know by the stories told many a time. Next day would be worked out each night, as they lay on their deerskins in the old candlelight. With a good stove cake cooking on a galvanized stove that throws off good heat as the cold north wind blows. Oh, what life in the forest so green, the air is so fresh, so healthy and clean. Life is a pleasure on the old trapping line, I know by the stories told many a time. There's mink and there's otter and wolverine too, they're much better known as the old carcajou. Also the fox and the link and the otter that swims up the brooks in the fast running water. Oh, what a life in the forest so green, the air is so fresh, so healthy and clean. Life is a pleasure on the old trapping line, I know by the stories told many a time.
The Flummies with The Trapper's Life. You are listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. I'm your host, Wayne Tucker. And today, NL music from 40 years ago, 1986. And that's the year that Newfoundland fishers rescued more than 150 Tamil refugees who were found drifting in lifeboats off the province's south coast. Now, our next spin from 1986 is by the great duo Sim and I, Bud Davidge and Sim Savory. And in 86, they released their fourth LP, one of their best known, I think it's fair to say, LP called Outport People. And of course, the title song from that album, that's become an NL folk classic. Bud Davidge wrote that. As a matter of fact, he wrote everything on the album Outport People. Another song that I've often played from that album on this program down through the years is The Loss of the Truxton and Pollux. The song you're going to hear now is My Kind of Heroes. Never spun that one before in the 17-year history of this program. My Kind of Heroes live in the memories of people like us, where the rest of the world's never been.
My Kind of Heroes don't bow to the crowd or walk across that big silver screen. They live in the memories of people like us, where the rest of the world's never been. Gently rock your babies to sleep and teach them to kneel. since he went away. Mama, would you ask to show the way of the world? Your hands bear the signs of your toil. There's a sail on the bay. Mama, how lovely your smile. Papa, please tell us that story. Your schooner adrift in the gale. That was nothing, my son, not compared to the love in the storms your mother could tell. My kind of fear.
Devidge and Sim Savory, Sim and I, with My Kind of Heroes. Next, we move on now to another duo, a bunch called the Bay Boys, and the kingpins behind that were Fred Northcott and his brother Liz. And they put out a few albums in the 1980s, and we're going to hear a track from one that they called Down Home Favorites Volume 2, that I believe they put out in 1986. Had some pretty well-known musicians backing them, including piano accordion guru Walter Ostenek, and on fiddle the great Graeme Townsend. A bunch of other musicians in there as well. They recorded their album in Niagara Falls at Rainbow Studios, and I think that's where the boys were based for a long time, certainly when they were making albums in the 1980s. The track we are going to hear them sing now is kind of an interesting one. It's a sequel to a song that Bud Devidge had written called Saltwater Cowboys, one of their best-known songs. It's a sequel they called The Saltwater Cowboy Returns, and Fred Northcott wrote the lyrics, and you'll recognize the music as being the same as the original Saltwater Cowboys, which was penned by Bud Devidge. So by the Lord dying, we're going back home. Since we found out we've got oil of our own, we'll go to the nightclub to see Sim and I and join in the chorus when they sing Eyes Dubai.
I'm the saltwater cowboy Sim and I sings about. I went to Alberta, but it didn't work out. I guess I got homesick, we'll leave it at that. But I still got me boots and me Calgary hat. I worked Fort McMurray in the snow, winds and rain, and soon I found out why Cold Lake got its name. I worked up in Red Deer, but just couldn't find the peace and contentment that I left behind. So by the Lord dying, we're going back home. Since we found out we've got oil of our own, we'll go to the nightclub to see Sim and I and join in the chorus when they sing Eyes Dubai. We can't go tur hunting out here in the west, and we can't go cod-jigging the things we love best. We can't stab no lobsters, pick mussels or clams. All that we get is their pork chops and ham. our own fish and brews we never can get. I've been here 6 months and I ain't seen them yet. The cod tongues and capelin are a thing of the past. Macaroni and cheese have replaced all of that. So by the Lord dying, we're going back home. Since we found out we've got oil of our own. We'll go to the nightclub to see Sim and I, and join in the chorus when they sing I Goodbye. The people are different than down in the bay. No one says hello or will bid you good day. No one will stop you a yarn for to spend. They're busy making money and not making friends. So by the Lord dying, we're going back home. And when I reach Snoopy, no more will I roam. I'll go to the Grand Banks and work on a rig. And on my days off, I will go out and jig.
There you go, the sequel to Sim and I's Saltwater Cowboys, The Saltwater Cowboy Returns by the Bay Boys. You are listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. My name is Wayne Tucker, and today, music that first hit the shops in 1986. And that's the year that country singer Tommy Hunter announced that he would organize a series of concerts to raise money for J.R. Smallwood to pay his bills and complete the Encyclopedia of Newfoundland. Okay, we move on now to a band that was known as White Horse, and there was four of them. Some of them were from Ramia, and some were from the Pooch Cove, Logie Bay area. We're going to hear a track from their album called Dangerous Waters, and that was the first of three LPs that they released. And Jeff Meeker of the Newfoundland Herald, he actually reviewed that album and gave some background information on the band as well, which I'll share with you now. And Jeff was saying that they're the fastest rising traditional group in NL back in 1986, played the packed houses wherever they went. And their very first gig apparently was at the White Horse Lounge, and that's in Portobello. I didn't know where Portobello was, so I looked it up, and it's down on the Burren Peninsula near Burren itself. They also used to have a regular monthly gig at the Satellite Lounge down Pooch Cove Way, where, as I said earlier, at least one of the band members was from. Now, they released a single in advance of their album, and the single was an accordion instrumental called Newfie Boogie, and that was a big regional hit for them. So they followed that single with the LP Dangerous Waters, and that, too, was an immediate and overwhelming success. According to the article in the Herald, it sold 400 copies in one day at O'Brien's Music Store in downtown St. John's. I find that a little bit hard to believe, 400 copies in one day. I wonder if that should have been 40. Anyways, let's hear the B-side of the single that I had mentioned earlier. Single being of Newfie Boogie, and the B-side is the traditional 7 years I loved a sailor.
A pretty fair maiden looking at her window, when a brisky young sailor she chanced to see. He looked at her as if he knew her, saying, pretty fair.
Percy Cutler on guitar and mandolin, John R. Murphy on accordion and vocals, Joe Critchell, the electric bass player, and on drums, Perry Langmead. And collectively, they were known as Whitehorse. Track you heard, 7 years I Loved a Sailor. Now, next up, we're going to hear a track from an album that were put out by artists that I know nothing at all about. Nick Fleming, Dave Lush, Shelley Robbins, and a lady identified only as Jenny. And in 86, I think it was 86 anyway, they put out an album called Newfoundland's Best Sing-Along Favorites. On the album, they had 10 tracks of well-known Newfoundland songs. And these were oriented then towards the tourist market. That's what it seems like to me, at least. Conventional arrangements, well-sung, and good musicians. Very pleasant listening experience, in my opinion. The song we're going to hear from that album is the traditional Old Palena. And it's a lively, spirited sing-along arrangement that you're going to hear now. On accordion was Gary Rogers, but no other musicians on the LP are named, which is too bad. Singer on this track is Shelley Robbins.
It washed away her quarterdeck and her stanchions just as well. And so we set the whole shebang afloatin' in the gale.
For the wind was on her quarter and the engine's working free. There's not another waiter that sails the Arctic Sea. Can beat the Old Palena, so you need not try, my son. But we challenge all of great and small from Dundee to St. John's.
Our Jackson set the canvas. Their weather got up steam, and Captain Guy, the daring boy, came charging through the stream. And Bullens and his hussy tried to beat the bloomin' lot, but to beat the Old Palena, sir, was something he could not.
For the wind was on her quarter, and the engine's working free. There's not another whaler that sails the Arctic Sea. Can beat the Old Palena, so you need not try, my sons, for we challenge all of great and small from Dundee to St. John's.
A man without doubt, the Arctic and Aurora, they talk so much about. Our captain's model mailboat, the terror of the sea, tried to beat the Old Palena on a passage from Dundee.
But the wind was on her quarter and the engine's working free. There's not another whaler that sails the Arctic Sea. Can beat the Old Palena, so you need not try, my son. We'll be challenged all both great and small from Dundee to St. John's.
To all our wives so fair, not another ship could make the trip, but Palena, I declare.
For the wind was on her quarter, and the engine's working free. There's not another waiter that sails the Arctic Sea. Can beat the Old Palena, so you need not try, my son. For we challenged all of great and small from Dundee to St. John's.
For we challenged all of great and small from Dundee to St. John's.
Shelley Robbins singing the Old Palena. I'm Wayne Tucker, and you are listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour, today featuring music that first hit the shops back in 1986. And that's the year that fiddler Rufus Ginchard was inducted into the Order of Canada in Ottawa. Now next we're going to hear from Jeff Butler. Jeff, he began playing the accordion when he was 15 years old, And his influences were people like Harry Hibbs, Sam Rose, passed away a few days ago over on Bell Island. He was also influenced by Ray Johnson, Frank Marr, and Art Stoyles. And Jeff played on four LPs before he put out an album of his own. He was on Joey Smallwood's album. I think that was called Like You Would. He played on the album by Free Beer. That was called Clueless, I think. And he played on the first two albums that Figgy Duff released. Also, backed up the Pope during the Papal Mass that was held in St. John's back in 1984. The album that Jeff put out in 86 was called Buttons and Bows, Newfoundland style. And on it was also featured Harold Hank Williams, who played violin on some tracks and he played guitar on some tracks. They recorded the album at home, and the liner notes say this was done to preserve the informal atmosphere so basic to good traditional music. The track we're going to hear has only Jeff Butler on it, and it is O'Carolan's Concerto. Accordion piece there by Jeff Butler, O'Carolan's Concerto. Now next we're going to hear a track by Pamela Morgan, and it's about the vessel the Southern Cross and 173 crew that were lost in the spring of 1914, when after a successful hunt, sealing I guess, they began their trip home, but the vessel foundered and went down with all hands lost. And to this day, the exact fate of the Southern Cross is unknown. Now, there's two versions of the song, The Southern Cross. One was collected by Greenleaf and Mansfield in 1929 and published in Doyle's Songbook of 1940. And that one has been recorded by Alan Mills, Omar Bondell recorded it, and more recently, Joy Norman. And the second version of the Southern Cross was collected by Lear and Best in 1976. I'm pronouncing the name Lear. It's spelled L-E-H-R. And that one was published in the book Come and I Will See You, a Newfoundland songbook. That's the version that Pamela Morgan recorded. On this one, Pamela accompanies her beautiful voice on harmonium.
Mm-hmm. Gaily flags were proudly waving at the hour she set for braving. All the obstacles advancing on that frozen field of ice. And her crew, no danger fearing, proudly caught the feint of cheering. On the morning of her sailing, many hearts they did rejoice. Our feelings, we expressed them when we knew that God had left them. When we heard that they were sighted, deeply laden on the foam. And our hearts were glad and cheering when told near old Cape St. Mary's. By the Portia she was sighted, and she proudly sailing home. Sadly now our hearts are mourning, dreaming yet of her returning. Many more with sorrow laden said the ocean is her doom. O ye waters merrily prancing with the sunshine on you dancing. O swift us back a message just to lift this veil of gloom. Tell us if she sank or stranded, was she swallowed or abandoned? Are the waves that roll upon her a forlorn and helpless wreck? O ye breezes, won't ye tell us, where are those noble fellows? We cheered the day they left us, crowds rejoicing on the deck. Where is she, you breezes? Won't ye whisper grief or cheer us? Come, if you please, and let us know what has become of them. Who left sisters and fond brothers, tender-hearted wives and mothers? Oh, swift us back a message, tell us where is the Southern Cross?
Pamela Morgan, The Southern Cross. Well, you're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. Today, NL Music released in 1986, and that's the year that country singer Eddie Eastman was nominated for 2 Juno Awards. Now, next spin comes from Bob O'Donovan, and Bob's repertoire, mostly Irish, and he's probably best known for the several years that he punched in with the Sons of Erin back in the 1970s, played on 3 of their LPs, and he often performed with the Sons in places in St. John's like the Strand Lounge. And for a while, he had a stint going with the Irish Rovers and also with the local band Tickle Harbour. In fact, he actually backed a number of Newfoundland recording artists on their recordings. In 86, Bob released, I guess it's his only solo album, called simply The Fiddler. Different type of album for Bob. As I said, he was primarily known for Irish music, but on this album he was accompanied only by piano, and he crossed over to other genres, like jazz, classical. There were movie themes on there as well. And this album, I think, was only released on cassette tape, and it's quite hard to find. You'd be lucky to get your hands on a copy of it. So from the album The Fiddler, this is Cottage by the Lee. Bob O'Donovan on the fiddle, Eamon Morris on the piano, Cottage by the Lee. We'll hear now from Reg Watkins, and he's a regular, of course, on the Newfound Records Radio Hour. He and Loretta Cormier performed often throughout northern Canada and in Newfoundland in the early and mid-1980s, released two vinyl LPs, great LPs they are, and one cassette tape. And that cassette tape was called Reg Watkins and Loretta Cormier Perform Your Requests. So on that one are covers of the most requested country standards from Reg and Loretta's live shows. It's pretty hard to find that cassette. I got a feeling it may not have been released on a large scale commercially, maybe only sold at their shows. The track we are going to hear is sung by Reg Watkins, and it's his version of Kris Kristofferson's Help Me Make It Through the Night. And that song, by the way, was a number one hit in Canada on RPM's country charts for Sammy Smith back in 1971. Now, Newfoundland and Labrador's queen of country music through the 60s and 70s, Joan Morrissey, she covered it in her 1973 album, Heading Eastbound, and I spun that one a few times on the Newfound Records Radio Hour. And Trina Fulford of Corey and Trina, she covered it too, and I spun that rendition a few times in the past. But this is the first spin on Newfound Records for Reg Watkins' rendition of Help Me Make It Through the Night.
Take the ribbon from your hair, shake it loose, let it fall, lay it soft against your skin, like the shadows on the wall. Come and lay down by my side till early morning light. All I'm taking is your time. Help me make it through the night. I don't care who's right or wrong, I don't try to understand. Devil take tomorrow, 'cause tonight I need a friend. Yesterday is dead and gone, and tomorrow's out of sight, and it's sad to be alone. Help me make it through the night. Out of sight, and it's sad to be alone. Help me make it through the night. Well, I don't want to be alone. Help me make it through the night.
Well, you just heard Reg Watkins singing Help Me Make It Through the Night from 1986. Well, I'm Wayne Tucker. You're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. And we're going to continue now with music from 1986. And that's the year that former Premier J.R. Smallwood was made a Companion of the Order of Canada. And that's Canada's highest civilian honor. And he received it from Lieutenant Governor James McGraw in a ceremony at Government House in St. John's. Okay, a genre shift coming at you now. Going to hear some rock. Band is called In Rage. And I don't know much about them, like where they're from, the other recordings they might have made, and that sort of thing. Put out an album called First Enragement back in 1986, and available only on cassette tape. Back in 86, cassettes were actually outselling vinyl albums everywhere. There were no local CDs in 1986, so cassette tape was the medium of choice for many recording artists because they were cheaper to produce than vinyl. They were portable. You could play them in your vehicle. Can't do that with an LP. And quite versatile because you could make your own recordings on cassette players. Now, the album, First Enragement, all tracks on it were composed by band member Peter Wood. And he cites as his influences Lou Reed, The Velvet Underground, Neil Young, The Talking Heads, and jazz man Dave Brubeck. Track we shall hear, Knowing Suzanne. Great musicianship on this recording.
Up her sleeve, I'm unable to fight the feelings of the things she can do to me. You'll take me near and far, we'll travel in your head, or you'll touch me in that special way to take me to your bed, Suzanne, sweet Suzanne. Sweet Suzanne, I've known you often in every form you've ever had, but I like you best when you drive me mad. You take my heart and you wear it on your sleeve, then you toss it away from you and leave me. Yourself in sin. screaming down those dirty alleyways. Oh, you can kill me once, but then renew me each day, Suzanne. My sweet Suzanne. So when she winks at you, boy, you'd better run.
Music just heard was by the band Enrage, who were Peter Wood. He sang and played guitar. On fretless bass, Robin Baker. And on drums and percussion, Bill Hunt. Track was Knowing Suzanne. Okay, now we're going to hear from a duo known as the Wiseman Brothers. And they are Sean and Perry Wiseman from Here Bay. That's in the Dover area of Bonavista Bay in Newfoundland. Sean Wiseman, he has released a couple, I'm not sure how many, of solo recordings. And actually, as of 2025, the Wiseman brothers were still active. And Sean, he performs as a solo artist at times as well. Now, we are going to hear a track that's composed by Sean and Perry Wiseman, Stay a Little Longer.
Stop walking. Sit a while, do some talking. I saw you passing by. I know you got the eye of every guy around. Take a chance, can't wait too long. I had to move.
The Wiseman Brothers, Stay a Little Longer. Well, folks, the old clock on the wall is telling me to get going. And before I leave, I want to thank listeners to the program on several radio stations throughout Canada. First of all, my mother's station, CHMR, One Radio in St. John's. CJBI on Belle Island, exploits Valley Community Radio in Grand Falls, Windsor, the Bay FM in Corner Brook, and VOBB in beautiful Bombay. Also, thanks to listeners on CIOE in Lower Sackville, Nova Scotia, CHSR in Fredericton, New Brunswick, CIDI in Brome, Missisquoi, Quebec, and in Lethbridge, Alberta, CKXU. Thanks for tuning in, folks. I hope you enjoyed today's episode and that you'll tune in again next week for more great music by Newfoundland and Labrador's pioneer recording artists. And until we meet again, let's all be good to each other and especially good to our dear mother, Earth. She's sick. She needs all the love we can give her.
Thanks for tuning in to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. This show originates from the CHMR Studios, Memorial University, St. John's, Newfoundland. It was researched, produced, and hosted by Wayne Tucker. Send your email to wayne@newfoundrecords.ca. I'm Rosemary Thorne, and I'm inviting you to tune in again next week for more rare music by the pioneer recording artists from Newfoundland and Labrador.
CFRC is stoked to partner with KPP Concerts on an awesome summer lineup. On June 27th, be sure to catch Long Range Hustle and Psycho Billy Legends Reverend Horton Heat on June 28th. On July 3rd, check out alt country legend Fred Eaglesmith, followed by folk punk legend Billy Bragg on July 5th. Emo is alive and well on July 8th with Arms Length and Mo Kenny come to town on July 9th. Hip-hop pioneer Souls of Mischief are here on July 21st, and we'll get some hardcore action with Spaced on July 23rd. Amen Monica brings Arabic jazz to Kingston on August 7th, and finally, August 9th, you can see Lucero Ben Nichols. For tickets and full information on these and other awesome shows, visit kppconcerts.com.
Down the short set of stairs, join me, Grim, in the basement for my working knowledge of indie, experimental, post-punk, and electronic, every Wednesday from 10 until 11 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. Get ready to press record.
Got a spring project on the horizon? Whether you're planting a garden, building a deck, installing a fence, or digging a hole for a new tree, don't forget to click before you dig. Utility lines can be just below the surface, and hitting one can cause major damage, service disruptions, or even serious injury. Visit OntarioOneCall.ca before you start to request a free utility locate. Single address requests require at least 5 business days, while larger or multi-property projects may require up to 10 business days. They'll mark out where it's safe to dig so you can work with confidence. Remember, click before you dig. It's the law. For more information, visit utilitieskingston.com.
Hi, I'm Sheila Rogers, and I'm a proud CFRC alumna. I was here about 400 years ago or so, and well, let's just shave a zero off, shall we? 40 years plus. It was a wonderful experience to be a volunteer for Campus Community Radio. It's an experience I would urge you, if you possibly can, to experience yourself. It's wonderful. If you can't experience it, you can always donate to it. CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston.
My name is Jean Legault, Science 82, former CFRC alumnus, jazz director from 1980 to 1982. I'm thrilled to be back on campus. I can't describe how important CFRC was to me, not only as a training ground. It helped me develop my confidence in public speaking. And as far as my love of music, it was developed directly from this station. The wealth of records back then, we didn't even have CDs. And the people, the terrific volunteers that were here, I want to thank CFRC, and I'm really pleased, and I'm amazed at the technology that's here, and I'm wishing you all the best of success. This is Jean Legault for CFRC 101.